Today is the 90th anniversary of CJLS. Join us as we celebrate our rich history with a look back at the broadcasters and moments that have shaped our story to where we are today at Y95.
Hi there, I'm Leslie Labolt. I was an on-air announcer for early weekend mornings and overnight shifts from January 2004 to July of 2008, also filling in for the vacations of other announcers and office staff during my time at CJLS. To say that my time there was a privilege would be an understatement. Live radio was both the most frightening and most fulfilling employment I have had to date. With mostly only community television experience on my resume, CJLS co-owner Ray Zink phoned me one day to ask if I'd be interested in trying radio. I automatically said yes, and then immediately asked myself, what have I just agreed to? But as promised, he and co-owner Chris Perry gave me as much room to learn as I needed, and believe me, it was needed. Working for them was to experience an old-school style of business management, where each employee's pay was often handed to them personally, and at least for me, sometimes with a little sticky note of encouragement when needed, a thank you, or even notes to let me know when I needed to do better. Chris and Ray were honestly the best employers of my working years, both so different, but also so complementary in their work as a team. I will forever know how privileged I was to have spent nearly 5 years under their guidance and generosity. They took a gamble and gave me the chance to discover that I was actually capable of more than I ever believed I could be. To have worked in the days of privately owned community radio was truly magic, and I am so proud to have been a part of that moment in time, as I wish CJLS and all of the very special people, past and present, in every detail of its operations, in all of its incarnations, a well-deserved happy 90th anniversary with many more going forward.